And from there, I then carried on, went into the bigger CNC owned fleets, ships, and did my tour of duty. Went to all around the Mediterranean, Scandinavia. Yeah, went to Ceylon West Radio Station for 18 months, as it was called then. It's Sri Lanka now. And about 1959, I had found out my father had got cancer of the throat and had been discharged from the Merchant Navy. So, and I moved to Gloucester with my two sisters. And subsequently, I was given compassionate grounds to leave, which I did do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have, I mean, just before we move on to the sort of time when you come to Gloucester, I mean, are there any particular things that stand out from your time in the Navy overseas? I mean, the places that you went to, were there any particular incidents you remember or particular places that you enjoyed visiting?
Oh, no, well, I never really had any unpleasantness in the Navy. Some of the places we went, my favourite place was going up the Kiel Canal, where the scenery was so beautiful. But I've been to Monaco, Monte Carlo, all around Italy, Venice for the 1956 Film Festival, St. Mark's Square. Unfortunately, Venice smells a little bit, or it did at that particular time. I went to Ceylon, Karachi, Trincomalee, and going back to Sri Lanka. I've been all around. Aden, when it was there, going through the Suez was quite embarrassing, because I was going over to Sri Lanka in a troop ship, as it happened at that particular time, and the going through the Suez Canal, they used to, it's like two high built walls, if you like, and you got the Arabs on the top just peeing into the canal, which was so embarrassing because you had married women and all on board at that particular time, yeah. But really, in effect, I had a good life in the Navy. Yeah. Mm.